The wake up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Talk to a doctor. Talk to any doctor who says, especially like an oncologist who says, I deal with the hospitals and the room that they have and how much space, and I have to time it out. If I diagnose someone with cancer, it takes me 2 months to get tests normally anyway. Now it's taking three, maybe three and a half or four.
It's the effects of everything
around
it.
The effects of all the other stuff. Like if your mom ends up with cancer, it has nothing to do with the COVID. It's that the hospitals are too packed or screwed up. And that's – we've never once – I'm so sick of the argument of people screaming, oh, it doesn't kill anybody. Okay. But it does strain the system to the point where people who do need normal help can't get it. That's what we're doing this so hospitals don't erupt. That's it. So stop with the whole it's not killing anybody or anything else. We're doing it so the hospitals don't explode. We need those. And if you ever broke your arm or were bleeding to death, you'd certainly want the hospital to be able to take you in immediately. And if we overload because we're stupid, then it's going to slow everything down, even those, you know, the
long-term
the heavy
effects.
Things.
Yeah. There's a million things going on there.
I don't even care about the COVID. I'm
yeah,
talking like
spreading it to people that it can kill.
And even the COVID being out of the mix. If the hospitals are filled because we're stupid, people who aren't even related to it can't get the proper procedures because everything's so backed up. And that's really what we're doing. We're trying to pull back on that deal. A friend of mine who works in the hospital is like, we're packed, man, packed full again. And we've got a whole section designed for this, and it's just full of people. And now we're, you know, everything's delayed. The people who need cancer treatments, delayed. The people who need their dialysis, a little delayed. New diagnoses are taking twice as long. And that's crucial time. So that's what we're trying to stop. And because we have absolutely nobody in the country who's smart enough to say it in a good way, rather than just, you know, the catchphrases of mask up and all that garbage, instead of just saying, look, if your grandma gets cancer right now and it can be taken care of, the crucial month and a half of planning all the steps to get her in is now 3 months, and it could end up being to where it spreads too fast.
I heard some stat on the news channel, like 70 to 90% of cancer isn't getting diagnosed right now.
Exactly. That's what I'm
saying. In a timely manner.
They
so
can't do it.
You can have a problem. That's going to be a big problem.
And that's why. And so that's why the mask things. Nobody ever says the right stuff. They're always like, we're trying not to. We're trying to stop the spread of COVID. We are. But instead, we're trying to not just say what it is. We're trying to not overload the medical facilities.
Well,
it's impossible.
And you got to – you also have people that – you know, the mental mind game of it, you freak out all of a sudden. Oh, I think I got it. And you got to go in where,
right.
You know, you can, you know, three quarters or whatever can battle it at home.
Right. But they're turning a lot of people away. A friend of mine who thought he had it, they just said, stay home. You're late 40s. Yeah. You're in great shape. If it gets really bad, come in. But don't even worry about it right now.
That's a tough thing, too, because
it's a panic.
If you look at how this thing's going on, like people can have it for a while and not have many symptoms, then get worse, then get better, then get worse. Like, the hospitals are going to have a hard time judging on who needs to come in here and who doesn't.
Yeah, getting overwhelmed is the issue. That's what we're trying to avoid. But with Chase Rice saying, hey, Tennessee, here's a show. And that is a packed house.
I love the venue, the Tennessee Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary.
Right. He did it in the old jail.
He did. They converted the maximum security prison into a concert venue.
Sure. What better place? But it's, So, I mean, you know, have your concerts, do whatever, but, you know, just know that's why we're doing it. And the argument of like, oh, it doesn't kill anybody. All right, fine. That's not why we're doing this. It does affect things. And God forbid you have somebody in your family that got diagnosed with some sort of cancer and like, well, it's going to take an extra month. Hopefully we can get through this. I can't get your diagnosis results back because we don't have anybody. Everybody's working on something else because everybody has to go to bars. Got to give Scottsdale a big applause. A lot of those bars in Scottsdale that said, well, we're just going to close up for 4th of July because we know nobody's going to be responsible and everybody's going to show up, so we just won't open the doors. That's brave. That's a business move that's – I mean, look, I get it. You're a business. You need to make money. But, man, oh, man, to shut her down on 4th of July weekend as a big Scottsdale bar, and there's eight of them that are doing it, the big ones too, like Riot House and all that. I think it's because they're threatened with their liquor license now. So there's a whole lot of them. All right, we'll close.
That were in violation of the
sure, but they didn't have to close.
Lawn and all that. They're just being,
They could have still taken a few people in and been really strict, but that's not a fun club to be told, you know, everybody out all the time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you got to manage that.
Took a few punches for them to listen, you know.
Sure. But, you know, it's not their fault. I don't think the bar owner's fault. It's like, look, these people are willing to risk it. I guess we're willing to do
it. I understand.
Tough to turn the business
down. Really hard to say go away money that we haven't had for months. But, yeah, so I, you know, tip of the cap for them to finally listen. And maybe it is. You got to threaten people for it to work. But, yeah, keep that in mind when you're dancing around out there in the piles of people. Chase Rice. It is weird, though. It is just, you know, it's just this whole be damned kind of attitude, not really understanding why. What are you going to do? And then, of course, Donald Trump's awesome tweet this weekend, which I found hilarious. Look, I'm here for the entertainment. I don't care. I know there's white supremacists. I know they exist. And I know they're out there. But, you know, if I'm president, I got to be aware of two things when I tweet a video. And were they cussing? Is anybody a white supremacist? Like, those are one A and one, right? And then he
it
is not when the dude's screaming white power. It's really not that hard to notice. But all Donald saw was a guy supporting. Look at these great supporters here in and amongst Antifa and all the Trump. Oops, did he just scream white power? Delete, delete, delete.
I have a feeling he's just going through, like, just sharing all the ones that are say something nice about him.
Here's one. This guy likes
not even watching.
You know what? I don't need to see that. He looks good. I'm going to go ahead and post that. Bing. What do you mean it's got white power in it? Delete it. No one will notice. I don't understand it, but I firmly believe that his attempts to not win this presidential election or to say to his friends, watch how bad I can be and Biden will still screw it up. Watch this. I'm serious. I will take this to new depths and I will still be in the race. Guaranteed.
Well, he did say it that one time. He could shoot somebody in the street and still love him.
He's kind of proving it. He's kind of proving it. Watch this. I guarantee. And then Biden will put out a commercial and say like 300 million people are dead and everyone will go, okay, I don't know who to vote for. It's amazing what I can get away with. It's incredible. But yeah, just, you know, and that goes for everybody, really. If you've got a video that, you know, or your friends are in. Yeah, watch it and make sure none of your friends scream out like white pride or anything like that because it's just going to backfire on you, I think. I mean, call me crazy, but I think that's a backfire move.
I've never made that mistake in all the years I've been on social media.
Yeah, me neither. Some, you know, some hillbillies who love boomers, you know, they're out there at night trying to launch up their firecrackies. White power! Punk, 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 punk. Don't be so blind to the fun of boomies that your friend didn't scream white power before you put that on your Twitter.
Roscoe, did you scream white power right before the boomie went off?
Maybe. I was real excited.
Okay, I didn't watch the video, but it turns out I'm fired and stuff from work. Because you scream white power before we lit the boomies.
God damn it, I get all riled up from boomies.
So I'm allowed to do these voices. These are white people.
Yeah, and you're very good at it.
Thank
them.
You very much.
Hey, Roscoe, I got an idea. Oh, boomies, white power. Who'll post that? I don't think anybody did anything wrong.
They're big Betty White fans.
Huge.
Got my shirt with her on the front. Betty White in a mud mask. Gotta cancel them Golden Girls. What's next? We getting rid of Hazel?
Can you take my Golden Girls?
What's going to happen to little Bobby Buntrock from Hazel if we cancel that show? Got to get rid of all the ghosts.
That's crazy. Anyway, what are you going to do? It's 8:20 in the morning sickness. Don't go to a concert. I'm just a suggestion. That's all it is. It's just I wouldn't go to the COVID crowd.
I don't think we're going to have that problem in the state right now. Oh, Ducey's not that dumb, is he?
If Chase Rice said, I'm putting on a show, it wouldn't be about Ducey. It would be about all the hillbillies rolling out to it. They'd show up. They'd be
there.
You
could put a stop to it. The governor
You'd hope so. But the guy in Tennessee was probably like, I don't think anybody will be. I'm like, what the hell? 5,000 people. I didn't see that coming.
All these states are starting to backtrack. Like Texas is backtracking a little on, well, we're going to open up some of the stadiums. Yeah. Maybe not.
9,000 new cases in Florida.
Yeah.
It's crazy. 4,000 here almost. We're pushing.
My dad's going to get it. I'm
you
taking
think
bets.
You're convinced?
Yeah.
What's the over-under on the old man picking it up?
Oh,
because he's going out to dinners and like he's mocking it.
Really. I can't talk sense into him. He's he's gone. He's lost.
And does he have problems like health problems? Like anything that might?
No.
He's just an older guy.
He's you know he's almost 70, so
it's not great for him to catch.
No, probably not.
But he's mocking it in the face of COVID.
It's a joke.
You know it's uncomfortable. The mask.
That's true. Yeah. I agree.
I agree.
I also
we didn't want. What did we say at the beginning of this thing? I ain't wearing
masks.
No damn mask.
I hate masks. I'm not going to wear it if I anywhere I don't have to wear it. I'm not wearing it.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I swear by that to this minute. I can't stand it. My nose is massive. The cartilage is detached. I have trouble breathing.
I saw a great meme this weekend. If Slipknot can wear masks for a whole concert, then you can wear one walking into Target for a little bit.
Was it Hatebreed that stunk so bad? Was that the one?
No, not Hatebreed.
Mushroomhead. That's right. Yeah, Mushroomhead was the one that smelled
awful.
Oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, and they had the masks on. I was thinking of their costumes. But, yeah, they had the masks on, too. But their faces were just melting under there, and they smelled like seaweed and poop.
It'd been 1 week without washing the outfits.
They couldn't. They were on tour. They didn't have a stand up in their tour bus.
They got through that war, that battle.
For us.
For us, yeah.
We can wear a mask to the grocery store. But your dad won't do it. And he's meeting friends out. And they're hanging out and doing their thing.
Well, our community, you know, isn't as affected. You're in Florida, right? You're not far from a beach?
Yeah. Here's the other thing. If your dad got diagnosed, with something, and he'd be the first one to go, this health system's all, Obama screwed this whole goddamn thing up because it's going to take me 3 months to get any treatments now. It's like, well, maybe if some folks wore masks. Oh, I don't need it right now, Eric.
Oh, I almost wanted to get it just so I could make fun of him.
Yeah, he gets the COVID and you can tease. Yeah, there is that thing that nobody's talking about is the vengeful COVID gets. Like, there have been a few people who got it and went, good. No, not you, Brady. But I know Brady probably wishes it on us for teasing him and stuff. So I'm sure if I got it, Brady would, there'd be a wry smile if I got it just for writing those songs.
Brady'd be making songs after that.
Yeah, I'm sure I text Friday, when I text Friday and said, hey, Megan's got a fever. It's like,
oh, yeah, huh? Maybe I'll write some songs.
How about that?
Yeah, but she didn't have to go into a workplace, so it's all right. The only person she affects is me.
Yeah.
So it's all right if she gets it, because I'll just leave. She's on her own. Every man for himself, sister. You can't catch that stuff. I don't know what you've been licking. But yeah, there are some vengeful COVID gets. It's like, well, you know. And if your dad got it, you'd probably be like, told you so. There's that told you thing. Yeah, I've had people
it'd be
like,
funny.
Well, there's people who do the pandemic in quotes to me. I'm like, when you get it, I'm going to giggle. I don't want you to die from it, but I do want you to experience a rough cough.
You're just a sheep for the fake news media.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. You know, the thing is, the fake thing I don't get, but the fact that it's out there, and if you can, you know, we say it over and over, but if you can take the, you know, you got to take it serious on the precautions, but it's out there, and it's just a matter of time before.
Well, tell everybody.
It's not going away.
Tell everybody, like what we talked about, when you said you sat there, and you realize how absolutely helpless you are when you're plus. You've got the and you just tested again, and it's still there.
Yep.
And it and you just have everybody telling you, doctors and everything else, hey, it'll linger. You don't know. And it's the fear of not knowing, probably, that's the worst of the whole thing.
Yeah. You hear a bunch of different stories about how it, goes away for 2 weeks and comes back. I've heard that numerous times. But, you know, you take it day by day. But, you know, I've been, you know, knock on wood. it's almost been 2 weeks with no symptoms.
Well, you've had symptoms.
Well, not well. Last Monday or a week ago Monday. So it's been, it's been 7 days without the fever part of it. Other than that, that was the only symptom that I had.
You were congested and you had some stuff.
You said your joints were aching.
Brady, please don't make us your doctor. We'll reread your text. We were worried for you. Don't downplay it.
No, I'm losing days. That's the thing. Was it the week before or the? But
his brain's gone.
Yeah,
he's lost his brain to COVID.
Not even one.
I don't have any symptoms other than I'm covered in roaches. Oh wait, that's one of the symptoms is feeling to be covered in bugs. Other symptoms: sentence structure trouble.
It's been 7 days.
I talked to Vella through text, who's in ICU.
Yeah.
He's on day 12, and he's got body aches, not being able to sleep, shortness of breath, and the headaches are awful apparently for him. So
right,
it sounds like he's got a pretty harsh version.
But the worst part is the stress of not knowing what's next and having nothing to stop.
You don't know how long this is going on.
Nothing can stop.
There are people who've been in a hospital for 8 weeks with this crap.
Yeah. So I mean, I can imagine speaking for you, Brady, and maybe it's not correct that has to play a huge part. And while you're sitting in your house by yourself, thinking, is it gone or what do I what's next?
Does it come back 2 weeks later?
Right. Did I get through this or is it what? Yeah. And you're still positive. So I guess I don't know what that means. Nobody does really, right? It's weird.
It's gotta wait for it to get completely out of his system.
Be wise to it. Yeah. And that could never happen, Brady. You might be positive forever. And that's what we'll always be positive. That's what we told Vella. He's like, what do you got? And he's like, oh, other than this and the cough and the body aches and the fever. And I'm like, I thought you tested positive, negative, Nancy. Jeez. Is there anything good coming out of this? I hope Vela's all right. He's laying there waiting. And that's the scariest part is now what? Once you get it, it's like, uh-oh, no. Am I going to be one that has this lingering four-month thing or what? So good luck to you, Brady. Sorry about your brain power. I didn't realize that was going to be so effective.
Fevers will do that.
I've lost the days. I had no symptoms, but the fever crushed my memory.
It has been 2 weeks, 7 days.
What does that mean? You had What's symptoms, that? Right? You had
the big breakthrough for me was a week ago, was last Sunday, the Sunday before. So that was, and then Monday morning, everything had lifted. So
What had lifted, though?
You said you had no symptoms.
So I went through about a four-day fever.
Right.
Deal between 99 and 101.
And you said that beats you up pretty good.
You just, it just wears you down. Right. You're like, when does this, you know, when does
That's
it?
That's a like symptom.
Yeah, there's one of your symptoms.
Oh, exactly. And then what I was saying is I thought it was, I misspoke that it was 2 weeks. It's been 1 week. It's been 7 days. So, and I haven't had any of that. And then the other stuff that I said, you know, your taste goes away and smell, and that it came back.
Yeah, so that's good. Thing.
Hopefully you do have the mild
it's
version.
It's not 100%.
So you've been able to taste for 7 days?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Is the family?
Brady might have killed himself.
Yeah. What a nom. That's what we were talking about.
That's a symptom, I tell you right there. Did you just eat kale the whole time? Like, why not?
This is the time to do it.
Yeah, good time to diet.
Yeah, no, I was trying to eat, you know, you're taking advice from people, you know, in the medical field, or say, hey, try this. Do a tonic and zinc.
To bring back the taste?
No, just to deal with battling the COVID.
Oh, sure.
Were you talking to witches, too? What were you doing?
Tonic and zinc.
I was open to all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would be, too. I'd be like, all right, what do you got? Let's pour this in.
Hydrochloroquine.
Sounds like your doctor was in Sedona.
Yeah. Did you have a lot of wind chime
tonic
doctor
and
stuff?
Zinc.
Yeah. It might work. Who knows? Who cares?
No, I know. I'm with you.
Give it a shot. But I was worried about Brady when he told me he couldn't taste. And I'm like, well, good. Then, you know, you could eat like a load of salads and like try to make it a health run, right?
Yeah. I was pouring a whole bunch of sriracha on my meat.
And I'm like, oh, geez, you've over. Now you're just drinking bottles of sriracha to try to get a taste.
I did the cinnamon challenge 5 times.
Did you find yourself just piling on more stuff to see if you could flavor it?
No.
No, I would have.
No, you just knew. It's weird because sometimes you lose a little bit of that when you get a cold or you're congested.
Sure.
But this one is, it is.
Noticeably different.
To a lot of. It is, yep.
Well, that dude who plays for the Utah Jazz, Rudy Gobert, he still hasn't tasted anything or smelled anything for like 2.5 months. And the doctor told him, you got one of the severe ones, this might go on for about a year.
Yes. Holy crap.
Yeah, how about that? Crazy.
It would be a great time to diet then. Because you're right.
Yeah, just
eat kale.
Eat nothing but dirt and, you know, the grains and oats of whatever. You won't even notice there aren't tons of M&Ms in your trail mix. Just eat the trail mix.
Yeah,
pretend.
Regular trail mix.
You can eat the good trail mix. Not fat guy trail mix with marshmallows and the s'mores trail mix that I've always confused. It's got nuts in it. It's trail mix.
It's healthy for you.
Yeah.
It's called trail mix.
You ever see a fat guy at the end of a trail mix bag? It's just nothing but raisins. They ate all the M&Ms and the nuts. And all the raisins on the bottom. Yeah.
Chocolate chips, M&M's.
A little too earthy. Yeah, it's like the chips are gone, the M&M's are gone.
Coconut chips are still in there.
I'm not eating that. A couple of those weird shaped nuts that nobody knows what those are. I'm not putting that in my mouth. I don't know what those are.
You can't say what those are.
Are those the bad ones?
I think those are the bad ones.
Okay. The Brazil?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know if we're allowed to have those as a nut anymore. Yeah, I don't know what's right anymore.
You have to stop manufacturing.
I never called them the other thing. I didn't even know that.
Everyone else knows, apparently.
It's horrible. But I won't eat those. And the ones that look like roaches, those pecans.
Almonds?
No.
Delicious.
Pecans. They look like the back of a roach. I won't eat those. They're horrible.
Pecans are
I don't like walnuts. I don't like pecans. I don't like anything. I like peanuts. That's about it.
Walnuts, I'm with you on.
Almonds are good.
A little too chalky.
Anyway, Brady, you should have eaten all these things while you were. What did you miss most when you couldn't taste? Did you order a pizza and not taste
Come
it?
Come on.
No, I had I had a frozen Red Baron one day.
Nothing. Couldn't taste the frozen Red
Baron. Because I was going to spend that much money on trying to
Could you taste your tears? Because they were falling on that pie.
A little salty.
Nothing, not even the tears of sadness. My COVID tears swimming across the pepperoni grease.
The Baron can't even make me happy.
Did you burn the box?
No.
I would have. Anyway, well, I'm glad you're doing better, but let's not go crazy. The family's still not, they're living in that palatial estate for free over in the corner?
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
That's good. Are they happier? Have you noticed?
They're not them? Coming back.
Yeah, I don't think they're coming
they're
back.
They're happier. They're like,
don't rush
don't
it.
Get tested anytime soon.
Are you finding yourself getting tested to try to get them back in the house faster? Or is it working well for you too?
Yeah, it's this week, because you're coming into a holiday week, I thought it would be nice to be home, have everyone home. But I'm in communication with them enough, so
sure.
It's been nice.
That's plenty. Nice. You know what I would do for fun is take all my beer cans and move them into Kirby's room and get all her stuff out.
Yeah, you're like, it's like a bachelor pad again.
Just
for a week. Yeah, for a week, just make it the way you'd want it. And then, put it all back together right before they show up.
But no, leave it there just for the one day.
Kirby can't feel the pain of
bring
daddy,
in all
daddy.
Your old racist pictures and
oh,
stuff.
Yeah. Decorate the way you want.
Yeah.
Order some stuff from Amazon. I got a Marty Feldman picture I'll let you hang for a week before a birthday starts. But, yeah, just decorate it the way Brady wants.
Let the pizza boxes pile up.
Pile them up. Yeah. And just have Brady's house for a week. And then the day before, like, oh, I tested negative, lie to her and say I got 3 days, and then you put it all back together and act like nothing happened. But live your life Brady style.
It has been pretty much.
Yeah, but the decorations, you're still dealing with that. And Kirby's room is still intact. I'd move all that stuff into the garage and put all those beer cans in there and all your old ads from.
I could get the beer cans up in her room really quick. That's where I'm at right now.
You're in Kirby's room right now?
In the playroom.
Oh. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about her bedroom.
Oh, you're talking about her actual bedroom.
Yeah. That playroom better have a dartboard and some video games and a pool table in it. Get all of her toys out. Just make it Brady's house. Or actually, a bachelor pad with a kid would be good. And she's just got a playroom with a cot in the corner of it, and the rest of it's daddy's.
Here's
the way it
your
should
space.
Be. This is where you go, and outside of it is daddy's house. Great stuff. Anyway, yeah. Well, it seems to be working out. It's a nice little break from the fam. My little Friday away was nice when Megan was tainted goods. This is nice. It wasn't a menstruation vacation. It was a COVID vacation. I took one day off, and it was like, you know what? I watched some Netflix stuff. I watched that home. You watched that the thing about the Italian warrior rugby?
Huh?
Oh,
what? Italian?
Yeah, it's this Italian sport. They play 4 games a year, and it's basically rugby and martial arts. And so instead of blocking, you just – fight the guy in front of you. It's a cucina, or not cucina, but I can't remember the name.
That's
it's
a kitchen.
But yeah, it's something Italian. But it's these dudes are beasts, and it's been going on since like the year 500. And every June.
Never heard of
every them. June in Florence, 4 sections of Florence have a team. If you were born in that section, you play for that team, and you can never play for any other team. And they have 2 games. The reds play the whites, the blue play the green.
Florentine football?
Something like that. I don't know what that – it's got an Italian name. I don't know if that's what it translates to.
Calcio Storico Florentino.
That's it. And man, oh, Shevitz. It's the first episode of a thing called Home Game on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that in the
releases. Oh, my God. Yeah, but the releases showed like, all the other country stuff, like deep sea diving. They needed to focus on this. It's the first episode. And I started to look up, when does this happen and how do you get tickets? Because I'm flying to this. You're not even really allowed to go. They only sell tickets to the locals. So it's almost like a gang war. But it's so old, so that's not it. There's this thing. Unreal.
Oh.
I don't know what that part. Oh, this is the commercial for all of it. Yeah, just go on the first episode. Because the first episode, you see this, that's it. It's just basically football and mixed martial arts combined. And these guys beat the living crap out of each other, but it's really fun to watch. It's Calico Storico or something like that. I mean, these dudes are monsters, and they there's speed and behind them. It's all, and when you watch it, you're like, this is chaos. And then they explain the rules. You're like, no, this is actually a really cool game. Because once you get a guy down, he has to stay down until there's a goal scored. There's 27 dudes aside. It's nuts, but it was so fun to watch. And there's 4 games a year because it's so violent. They couldn't have more because guys get hurt. You would never have the same team 3 weeks in.
So your night in the hotel featured Italians beating the crap out of each other and porn.
A little porn. Got a little porn in.
And
watched a little bit of the Athlete A. which is the story of Larry Nassar manhandling all them gymnasts.
Oh, wow, that's a fun watch.
Yikes. Well, I had already cooled off, you know what I mean? So it was fine to watch these girls.
It was time to watch that?
Yeah.
And a lot of room service, probably.
No, I just it was just one night, so I'd already eaten and went in there. They have Diet Pepsi at the hotel. I was a little disappointed in like my choices. I wanted like Diet Dr. Pepper. That's my key. I drink Diet Pepsi. I'm fine with it, but I had my heart set on a Diet DP. Went down to the little store and I'm like, oh.
Nothing. Shut out.
I could have gone next door. It just didn't.
Are you going to give them a bad Yelp review?
No, I loved it. I actually really enjoyed it. It was wonderful. A guy in the elevator, with two people in the elevator, me and this other guy, and we're both in masks. And he goes, can't wait till this is over. Points to his mask. And I'm like, me too. And he goes, I've been here for 6 days. I'm like, why? And he goes, wife was exposed. I'm like, all right. Me too, dude. Kind of, I think, maybe. We'll find out tomorrow whether or not I live with you.
That's what the hotels are full
of
right now.
That's what they're packed full. People just sitting there, just dudes leaving their wives. And I ain't staying in this mix. Too many people to consider. We got a Guadalupe replay or no?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
You on it now?
I don't know. It's normally when we do it, so I would say.
Well, let's play some spots.
Toledo Shock.
We'll get these in.
It's in. It's in the next set.
Oh, I see what you're doing. All right. Well, we'll get that together. The replay's coming up next. It's 98.
Big Red Badass.
What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KUPD.